Dat is de Mishnah aan Gavlezen met deze. Voor je omme betvielen van Iskar Shubalkeri. Person was davening, Shimon Esrei. And in the middle he remembered he's a Balkeri. So lo yatsik, he doesn't have to stop, or he shouldn't stop davening where he remembered. Well, even though he can't start davening if you're a Balkeri, but to stop in the middle you don't have to. El yakatsik, you should shorten each bracha, just to the minimum that the bracha has to have, and finish. Yorad litbo, right? Im yochol lalos, the person's a Balkeri and he went to be tovel. In order to be able to say Kriya Shema, in Yochol Lalos, Liskasos, the Likros, Achelo Tehei Hanetzachama. So if he can get out of the mikveh and get dressed, cover himself up, and read Kriya Shema, and still read it in the ideal time, right before Netzachama, then Yala Viskasa Viyikra, that he should come out of the mikveh and get dressed, cover himself up, and read Kriya Shema. In Lav, if he won't be able to what's it called, come out of the water and cover himself up and read Kriya Shema before Netzachama, so he'll miss the ideal time. Then Yiskasa B'mayim V'yikra, should read in the what's it called water itself and cover himself with the water. V'lo Yiskasa lo B'mayim Haroyim v'lo B'mei HaMishra Achiyata L'tochon Mayim, and he shouldn't cover himself, however, with water that's putrid water, or water that you wash clothes in, which have a bad smell, that he can't do, because then you can't read Kriya Shema, what's it called, with those waters around. And also, the Gemara explains that you can't read Kriya Shema either around urine, until you pour water into it. Something missing from the Mishnah, talking about what's it called, reading Kriya Shema in close proximity to Meraglayim, and that's where the Mishnah says you have to put water into it. The Kama Yarchik Mehenu Minatsoa Dalaramas, and that Meiraglayim, which the Mishnah is talking about, but doesn't mention how far you have to go away from that, and Soa, right, in order to be able to say Divrei Kedusha, four Amas. Shirashi. V'yatsik Tilos L'gamri, Eliyatatsur Kol Bracha Bracha, V'omer Kol HaBrachas B'kotzer. You say each bracha in the shortest way that you can. Mention just those things that are crucial to that bracha. The mayim haroyim, mayim sruchim, putrid water. Ad shiite l'tochen mayim, u'gemara mefarish, kama maya rami v'ozul. What do you mean you have to put water into it? You're talking about being tovel in putrid water. How does pouring some water into it going to help? U'mefarish lo b'chesuri mechzra. And the Gemara says that the Mishnah is missing something. Lo yikra etzol meraglayim. You're not allowed to read Kriya Shema either in the close proximity to urine, to meraglayim, right? V'kama yarch. But there, if you add water, and the Gemara describes how much water you can add into meraglayim to make it mutter to say divrei kedusha. The kama yirchak mehem meraglayim. And how far do you have to go away from meraglayim that you didn't put water into? And soa for Amos. Okay. Gemara. Tong Rabban. Hayome betfila v'niskashu balkeri lo yafsik ala yikatsa. Hayakori betorah v'niskashu balkeri. Person was laning. Or learning. And he remembers he's a balkeri. Eino mafsik v'ole. But he doesn't have to stop completely. Ela megamgein v'kori. He can continue learning. We'll see, not indefinitely. And he's megamgein. The Gamgein means he doesn't say the Shemos of the Rabban Shalom. Rav Meir Omer, Ein Balkeri Rishai Likros B'Torah Yosem Megimu Psukim. He can't read more than three Psukim. It's Pasha's talking over here where he was getting an Aliyah. So with him, you can read the minimum that an Aliyah can be, only three Psukim. Tanya Ida, Chaya Omer B'Tfil of Arot Soa Kenegdo. Person was davening, and he sees that in close proximity to him there's Tsoa. Okay, excrement. Mahalik Lefonov, so in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he's allowed to move away. So he can move away, Achiz Rekenu La'akrov Dalad Amos. He walks forward, so the Tsoa is now four Amos behind him. Aiva HaTanya Litzton, the Brisa says that it doesn't have to be behind you. It could even be on their side. Right? You don't have to Vedavka have it where it's four Amos behind you. You move away to the side, four Amos. So you're not within 4 amas of the tzoa is good enough. Versus lo kasha, or the efshir, or the lo efshir. When it's possible to make it behind you, that's better. So if you can walk 4 amas ahead, and the tzoa will be 4 amas behind you, that's the most ideal. But if you can't, you're standing by a wall. So you can't walk 4 amas ahead, but you can move 4 amas to the side. So then, to the side is enough. If you were davening, and you find that there was tzoa in the place where you're davening, even though you did something wrong, because you davened in a place where there's tzoa, still your tzvila is a tzvila. Maskif lo rava, v'hazevach rishoyim toeva, right? L'maisa, you're a rasha. You should have checked the place where you were, and you davened where there's tzoa, so we know that if a rasha brings a carbon, it's no carbon. And tefila is like a carbon. So your, what's it called? Your tefila is zevach rishayim. So it shouldn't be a tefila at all. El omar rava hoil v'chota, afal pishis pal tefila soto eva. Since you were chote and you daven in a place you shouldn't have daven, your tefila is no tefila. Okay, so Rashi. The gam game the merutza. Rashi says you rush through the aliyah. Yosher v'gimu psukim, kigom v'beis ha-kinesis. Like we find in the Beis HaKnesses, the Efshel Lefachos, you can't say less than 3 psukim for an aliyah, Kedishnan, Akari, Betorah, Lo Yivchos, Mishlosha psukim. For a Tanya Litzdodim, Ein Tzorech Lahaloch, Achitei Lacharok, so you don't have to dafke have the tzoa behind you, even to the side, as long as you're 4 amas away from it is enough. Lo Efshel, Kugon Yishnar Lefonav, Mishtalik Litzdodim, you're standing in front of a river, you can't walk 4 amas ahead to get the tzoa behind you, then you walk to the side. Okay. These two halachas of omid b'tfila, veroet saw kinegdo. Here it doesn't say anything about that you had that davening is no davening or whatever. And yet, in the case of what's it called, it says is that you should walk away and continue davening. For smasha, whatever you daven till then is fine. And then it says where you find soa bimkomo. There, if whatever you daven, there's no davening. So, what's the difference between them? Why in one case it seems the davening is a davening and the other one is not? So there's two ways in the Rishonim to explain it. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosis also here seems to say the same thing, in a place where you should can assume that there may be tzoa and you didn't check the place, then the tefillah is no tefillah. That's where it says that you found tzoa bimkomo. You found it in the place that you should have taken, you shouldn't have taken for granted that there's no tzoa. A place where there's children, a place where that you should check it. But roet tzoa kenegdo is in a is in a place where you didn't have to assume. It's a nice clean place. There's no reason to assume that there should have been tzoa there to begin with. So where you should have not assumed that there wasn't tzoa there if you daven, the tefillah is no tefillah. In a place where you had reason to assume that there shouldn't be tzoa there, and by accident there was, there your tefillah is a tefillah. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ri learn. The Rashba says a different chiluk. He says it doesn't make a difference, and the Ri falls like that, it doesn't make a difference if you did it b'shogeg, or you did it, what's it called, b'pshia, right? If in the end there was tzoa there, if it was bimkomo, if it was in the place within 4 amas of where you were davening, what's it called, to begin with, then there's a halacha of ahoya machanecha kadosh. And that makom, that you're davening, the place, immediate proximity, mamish, where you're davening, you have to check. You didn't check it, then your davening is no davening. But roet soa kenegdo is talking where it's not in your immediate area. It could be within 4 amas, but it's out of your immediate area. There the isra is lo yira b'cha ervas dover. There you can't see tzoa, that's what's called a separate thing. There you can't expect somebody to check every place around him when he davens. You can check his immediate area, but not the things that are outside that immediate area. So the halacha of roet tzoa connect those words out of his immediate area. And the halacha of motza tzoa bimkom was words mamish in his immediate area. Okay. What do you do, lemaisa, if your tefillah is a toeva? So, some hold that, what's it called, that you daven again. It's like you didn't daven. So you daven again, just like you daven again if you, what's it called, you didn't daven, you have to daven. And others hold, no, the tefillah is a toeva. But Lamaisa, the tefillah is a tefillah. The tefillah is toeva. But you can't daven again. You davened. And your tefillah is an abomination. But you davened an abomination, so you can't daven again. Lamaisa, since there's a suffix, whether you can daven again or not, so you can daven, be suffix. Right? We're not sure if the halacha is you don't daven again or you do daven again. So you're a suffix whether you davened or not. So what's the halacha when you're a suffix if you daven or not? You daven again, it's tefillah nadava. And according to many, you don't even have to be machadish anything, because the suffix itself creates the chiddush. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan, Hayaomei betfila umayim shosasin al birkav. Person's davening, and all of a sudden he begins to drip meraglai. Okay, he's the urine is dripping onto his legs. Posek ad sheichlu hamayim. So he stops davening until the urine stops. The chozer mispal, and then he begins to daven again. Lehechen chozer, where does he go back to? Rav Chisda v'Rav Hamanuna. Chad Omar chozer l'rosh. One says he has to go back to the beginning of davening. The Chad Omar l'mokom shepasach. He only has to go back to where he got to when he felt that the urine was going down his legs. Right? At that point, he stopped, and then when it stops, he goes back to that point and continues on. Leima b'hokim b'flagi. Mar sover im shah k'dei ligmar eskula chozer l'rosh. Umar sover l'mokom shepasach. It's talking in a case where you stopped long enough to finish the whole thing from beginning to end, at your normal pace. That's what the normal average person would take to finish Shmoneh Esrei. That's how long you stop. Let's say it's 5 minutes. So you stop for 5 minutes, took 5 minutes till the urine stopped dripping. So there, from beginning to end, from how long it would normally take to go from beginning to end. So the... otherwise, there's no shir. Right? If you're 2 minutes, two words before the end of Shmoneh Esrei, it's only 2 words. And if you're within the half of shir, is from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So one holds that since you were matzik long enough to finish the entire thing, so then you have to go back to the beginning. And the other one holds no, that even if you were matzik enough to finish the whole thing, you don't have to go back to the beginning. Right? That's the case, then the Brisa should have entered this factor. That's the Ikra factor. Should have said, if you, stopped long enough to finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end, then this is halacha. If you didn't, then this is halacha. Ella, and then the Brisa doesn't say anything about that. Just said that you stopped. Didn't say how long you stopped. And here the Ikra is the length of the stop. This is not the machlokas over here. Everybody can hold, right, that if you stopped enough to finish from beginning to end, you have to go back to the beginning. And Tosa says, since the Gemara could have said the other way, since this is irrelevant, it's not talking about where you stopped enough to finish to the beginning, they could hold either way. They could either hold that you do have to go back to the beginning or not. That's irrelevant over here. Since the Gemara chose to say everybody holds that you have to go back to the beginning, that's the halacha. Right? That's how the first day in Tosas Paskins, that the halacha is that if you stop long enough to finish the whole thing from beginning to end, you always have to go back to the beginning. Over there, however, in our case, our Bryce, it's talking, well, you didn't stop that long. You didn't stop long enough to finish the whole thing from beginning to end. So then what's the Shaila? If you go back to the beginning, or you only go back to where you stopped, the Marsover Gavra Dechuyahu, the Ein Roy, the Ein Tfilah, so Tfilah. One holds that the person, when the Neiraglayim is dripping, so he's not capable of davening. Right? He's not fit to daven. And therefore, his davening is no davening for that time. He has to go back to the beginning and daven again. Umar sober gavra chaz yehu utfilas utfila. L'maisa, he is fit, right? Just that there's a side thing that's preventing him, but he's really fit. And therefore, his tfila is a tfila. Okay, Rashi. Umar sober kol amafsik bitfilaso im shor kidei ligmer kula chozel arosh. I'm reading Gabi Kriyash Malakamon, the Pirkin. Right, that the machlokas is if you are matzik long enough to finish from beginning to end, do you have to go back to the beginning or not? And we find later on by Kriyashma, these have to talk about that, so there's a machlokas. Hi im shoim lo shoh mi boyle, the milsid of Rav Chisda, Rav Hamanuna mi boyle, the fluge ben shoh lo shoh. Mid lo iflig shma mi no, afilu bid lo shoh komer. Since the Brisa didn't enter that, what's it called, that factor, whether you, how long you stop, it's vice versa, that's not significant. Gavr dechu yuhu, shihitzchil ispau, for hayitzorek l'nekovav, dochu yuhu, mil ispau. Hilkach mash ispau, eno tefila v'chos l'rosh. Rashi learns that the Shaila is going on what he davened when he had to urinate, he had the need, and he started davening anyway, that's wrong. You're not allowed to daven, we'll see in a few seconds, when you're tzorech l'nekovah. When you have the need, you feel the need to go to the bathroom, you're not allowed to daven. So he started davening when he had to go to the bath. He had the need to go. And therefore, what that davening that he davened is no davening. Therefore, even if you weren't, he didn't stop enough to finish from beginning to end. He has to start from the beginning of davening again when he's finished urinating and the urine is finished. So the part that the shaila is what he davened when he had to go to the bath. Umar sover gavra chashi. Afo pishenu yochol ahamtin ad shiisayim tzvila. So, tzvila ru'uyahi, mash yispal kolim shahoysa, shesisa. And the other one holds no. Even though he couldn't, hold himself back, but what he davened is a davening. Let's go a little bit further, and then we'll go back to this. Okay. That's how Rashi learns the Shaila. Okay. Tom Rabon. Hanitzrach l'nekovav al yispal. Person who has to go to the bathroom, he has a feeling, he needs to go to the bathroom, and he's not allowed to daven with that urge here. The im yispalo, tfilos of toeva. And if he daven, his tfilos of toeva. It's an abomination. Omer av zvid v'semer av Yehuda, lo shonu elasheinu yochol lishos bi'atzmo. That's only where he can't hold himself back, right? In other words, he doesn't have that much of an urge. He can wait to go to the bathroom, even though he has the urge, but it's not that imminent that he can't hold himself back. But if he could hold himself back, then the tefillah is a tefillah. The ad kama, how much do you have to hold yourself back, right? Obviously, you're not going to hold yourself back for 4 days. Right? How long do you have to be able to hold yourself before you actually go to the bathroom? And Rav Sheshes ad parsa, right? Enough, the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, which is, 4 milim, which is 72 minutes. You have to be that you could hold yourself for the next 72 minutes not to actually go to the bathroom, even though you already have the urge. Ika de masni la masnisa, right? Some learn that this is in the Brice itself. When the Brisa said, Hanitzrach l'kavol, al yispal, the mispal tfilaso to'eva, right, it wasn't Rav Zvid who said lo shonu, although the Brisa itself said, right, b'medvorim amurim k'shen yochol l'amur al asmo. This halacha that the tfilas of to'eva is only when you can't really hold yourself back, right, and you have to imminently go to the bed. Aval im yochol l'amur al asmo tfilaso tfila, the ad kama, how much is called being able to hold yourself back? There, Rav Zvid said at Parsa, right, that it has to be 72 minutes. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yonason, Hanitzrach L'Nekovav Harezel Yispal. A person who has the urge to go to the bathroom should not daven. Mishum Shenemar, why not? He kol Nikras Elokecha Yisrael. You have to prepare yourself to daven in a way that's proper. And if you have to go to the bathroom, that's lax, that preparation for davening. Right, watch your feet when you go to daven. Right, watch yourself that you shouldn't sin. The korov l'shmoa, okay, in any case, what's it called? She says, and if you do sin, then bring me a korban. Omar Rava, right, that's the end of the pasuk. Right, that chachamim, if they sin, they bring a korban, they do tshuva, and they what's it called? And they're mechnes chaper. Mites haksilim zevach, but the ksilim fools, they bring a korban, And they don't do tshuva. Alti kiksilim shechotim levim korban, they know some tshuva. They don't bring tshuva. Ki ein om yodim lasos ra. They don't know how to do bad. Tomorrow says, yichachi tzadikim, you know, if they don't know how to do bad, they're tzadikim. Ela alti kiksilim shechotim levim korban, they ein om yodim imala tova him levim imala ra him levim. They don't know the difference between good and bad. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Tov L'Ra, Eino Mavchin, and Vein Mavim Korban L'Fon, they don't know the difference between good and bad, and they're bringing Korbanos for me. The way to do the Maggid learns this means that when a person sins, basically, he's sick spiritually. And spiritually sick people don't even recognize that they're doing anything wrong. The good becomes bad, and the bad becomes good. That's the way that spiritual sicknesses are. Physical sicknesses, you know you're sick. But spiritual sicknesses, the worst part of the sickness is you don't even think you're sick. So a person who's not matchin bein tov l'ra is spiritually sick, so he sins, and he doesn't realize he's sinning even, right? And he doesn't think it's a sin. Right? It's not a shogig over here. We're talking about you know what you're doing, but you don't think it's wrong. Right? Everything that you do wrong, you think is right. So, and you bring a carbon. Now, the Marsha says they don't bring a chatas or an asham, right? It says a tzaddik brings a korban and his mischaper. What kind of korban does he bring? A chatas or an asham, the mischaper. But a zevach is a shlomim, right? Not a chatas or an asham. The ksilim, they bring a zevach. They think they're stam bringing korbanos, and really they're chotim, they have to bring a korban chatas. They stam bring korbanos without doing tshuva. So the korban is worthless. Rav Ashi, Visemi, Rav Chanina, Bar Papa, Amar, this is the reason we brought this pasuk. Shmor nikovecha b'shosh ata omeg b'tfila l'fonai. Watch your openings in your body and make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom when you daven. That's another pshat. And shmor raglecha, when you go to Beis Elokim, when you go to daven in shul, right, then watch and make sure that you don't have to have the urge to go to the bathroom. Okay, see Rashi. How much can you hold yourself back that you should be able to daven? And Rashi's mashma that lechatchila you're allowed to daven even if you have an urge to go to the bathroom, as long as you can wait 72 minutes. As long as you know you're not going to have to go to the bathroom within 72 minutes, even though you have the urge, lechatchila you're allowed to start davening. Ika the masni lahai the madvar mamurim the masni segufa. The Bryce itself, they learn, says this qualification, that if you can hold yourself back, you're allowed to daven. And Rav Zvid, right, only came to tell me how much that time is. Be careful not to sin, so you don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a chatas. Have a kar of lishmoa. Tshuva b'havos korbanecha mites oso kiksila below tshuva. And if you bring me a korban, right, and you do a sin, and you bring the korban, do it after you do tshuva. Bring the korban after you do tshuva. But don't bring me a korban and think you don't have to do tshuva altogether, and then the korban is worthless. Shmor nikovecha mibein raglecha k'mo lahosich es raglav. Shmor nikovecha shliafichu. The idea of shmor raglecha, regel, is a euphemism for having to go to the bathroom. And that Rashi says, and what should you be careful? That you shouldn't pass gas. You shouldn't, what's it called? You should be able to hold yourself back from passing gas when you're down. Not just not going to the bathroom. Even shalo yafichu. Okay. Okay, so now the question is like this. We have over here that if a person has the urge to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to daven. Okay? And yet, we had the case before where the guy is davening and the urine is pouring out, right? And Rashi says that the shaila is only on the part of the davening that you davened when you were tzorich l'nekova, right? And here we say, l'maisa, that... if you're tzorich l'nekavav, it's tfilasos toevas. What's the shaila? Rashi learns the shaila is the hefsik. You have to go back to the beginning or not. L'chora here it says b'therish. If you're tzorich l'nekavav, you have to go back. So some say that Rashi holds that tzorich l'nekavav is only where you have to go to the bathroom l'gedolim, but not for meiraglayim. For meiraglayim, what's it called? There, we say a person's like an honest. You can fool yourself and think you can hold yourself back, even if you really can't, because obviously the guy couldn't hold himself back here, right? The urine is dripping down his leg. So obviously he couldn't hold himself back for 72 minutes. So by Meiraglayim, it's possible that a person thinks he can and he can't, he's an honest. And therefore, the halacha that if you have the urge to go, right, that your tefillah is a to'eva doesn't apply to Meiraglayim. The Rashba learns different than Rashi. The Rashba says that the shaila is on the davening you did. It's talking where you didn't start davening when you had any urge. You had no urge. And all of a sudden, by accident, you started to urinate. So then you have to stop, what's it called, and since it's only Durabonan, the halacha is that min HaTorah, you're not allowed to say Divrei Kedusha, while the, what's it called, the urine is somebody's urinating in front of you, or you're, at the time that the urine is mamash going out of your body to the ground, that's keneged ha'omud, that is when it's min HaTorah. If it's already stopped coming out of your body, right, then it's only Midurabonan, okay? And and here also, since you started davening, and all of a sudden, what's it called? You have urine. They didn't. Since only the rabbanon anyway, the rabbanon didn't make you stop. You have to stop, but you don't have to go over and daven again. Okay. Now the shaila is, what's it called? When you start davening again, do you have to be marked? Now there's urine on the floor. Okay. It was pouring out of you. It's on the floor. You have to be marked or not. So the Rashba holds that, no, since only the Rabbanan, and you already started davening, you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to walk away, you can daven there with the urine right next to you. Okay? Tosus says, according to the beginning, one day in Tosus is that if the urine's in a puddle next to you, you have to move away 4 amos. If it's not in a puddle, it's already absorbed into the ground, then you can continue davening where you were. Now, there's another problem over here. Forget about the fact that there's a puddle of urine or it went into the ground. It's on your clothing. Right? Your clothing is what you call. So, the Ra'a says, Mestam, it's only your underclothing that are wet, and since they're covered by your top clothing, that's okay. And the Ri says, even if they're not covered, even if it's your outer clothing, but it's only a little bit, right, and there's no bad Reach, you can still daven, even though your clothing are wet from urine, right? Nafkamina would be a person has a catheter. It's constantly, urine is coming out, right, but it's covered over. So according to the Deya, that as long as it's covered over is good enough, right, here it would be okay. Okay. Okay, the halacha of Shoa B'Tfila, the amount of time that you could have finished from beginning to end, right, so Tosus holds the halacha is like the Mandi Omer who says you have to chozer l'rosh. If you stopped enough to finish from beginning to end, you have to go back to the beginning. L'maisa, we have many sugyas through Shas that say not like that. That you can be matzik enough to finish from beginning to end by shofar, by kriyashma, by megillah, by shofar, and the halacha is you don't have to start again. That even though it's a hefsik, a whole day hefsik, right, from beginning morning to afternoon, as long as you heard Teisha Tkiyas, even though it's a hefsek in between, you don't have to start again. Each one's mitzvah. So here, the Sar Mikutzi, Tosus brings down, says the one famous teretz, there's two different shitas over here. One is that it depends whether you could have davened, you could have done what you were doing, or you didn't. You just stopped, decided to stop. If you could have continued, then even if you stopped for enough to finish the thing that you're doing, be from beginning to end, you don't have to go back to the beginning. But if you're in a matzav like over here, where you couldn't daven because of the tzohar, whatever else it was, you weren't able to daven, then you have to go back if you stop from beginning to end. Okay, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the nafka mina is between tefillah and all other things. Right? It doesn't make a difference if you could daven, you couldn't daven, as long as you stopped from enough from beginning to end, you have to go back to the beginning. But that's only by Shmoneh Esrei. Not by Shofar, not by Megillah, not by other things. Because Shmoneh Esrei, Hefsek and Shmoneh Esrei, you're not even Matzik, you know, for things that are potentially dangerous, as long as they're not life-threatening. So there, the Hefsek is a more serious thing. Okay, and that's how the Mechaber Paskins, the Rambam Paskins, there's also a Shaila, according to that shita, that the difference is, could you have davened or not, right? It depends why you couldn't daven. Some say that it's only that you couldn't daven because something's wrong with you halachically, that prevents you personally from davening because of halacha. But anything less than that, let's say you couldn't daven because people came and they were threatening you or something. They didn't let you daven. Halachically you could daven, but you couldn't daven, but you halachically could daven. Then this doesn't apply. Then that's considered like you could have davened. And others say even more than that, even if halachically you can't daven, but not because something's wrong with you, but something's wrong with the place around you, then that also is not called that you couldn't daven. You could daven. The place is a problem. So those are the factors. Okay. Shiloh also over here. Rashi seems to say that that you're allowed to daven if you can hold yourself back. Okay. The Rif and the Rambam hold even if you can hold yourself back for 72 minutes, you're not allowed to start davening. You have to go to the bathroom. But if you daven and you could have held yourself back 72 minutes, then b'di'evid your davening's a davening. But l'chatchila you're not allowed to daven. And what's it called? The Gra holds like the Rif. The Rif says l'chatchila you're allowed to daven, and the Rosh and the Rambam hold that it's only b'di'evid. Okay. Okay. And the Bach says that you can rely on that you're allowed to daven l'chatchila. If you don't daven now and you wait and go to the bathroom, you'll miss Man Kriyishma or Zman Tefillah. I don't understand that really, because the halach is when it's a Shasat Chak, it's like B'dieved. So there, you're not relying on the sheet that it holds even the Chatkhila you can daven, because wherever there's a Shasat Chak, it's considered like a B'dieved, so you're only davening B'dieved. In any case, that's what he says. Rashi learns also that you have to be able to hold yourself back even from passing gas. Okay? You can't daven, okay? The Shulti Agiborim, the Gra, argue, and they say that you don't have to be machmer, don't have to go to the bathroom mamish, just pass gas, you're allowed to daven. Now, what happens if you don't have to go to the bathroom l'gdolim, only l'ktanim, right? The Mogen Avraham holds even by ktanim, even if you can hold yourself back, and you davened, right? You're not allowed to daven l'chatchila, but if you did, you don't have to daven again, right? And the Yerab and the Derech HaChaim argue, and they say even for ktanim, if you daven and you couldn't have held yourself back, you have to daven again. Okay, now let's go on. Tan Rabbanan, Hanichnas l'beis hakisei. Person, this is where they wore tefillin all day. So hanichnas lebeis hakisei, cholitz tefillah, barichut galad amas, v'nichnas. So you take off your tefillin 4 amas away from the beis hakisei, and then you go into the beis hakisei. It doesn't say what you do with your tefillin. But you take them off 4 amas away from the beis hakisei. Omer Rav Acha bar Rav, huno omer Rav Sheshes, lo shonu el beis hakisei kavua. This halacha, you have to take it off 4 amas away from the beis hakisei, is only by a beis hakisei kavua. Beis HaKisei Kavua is a Beis HaKisei that's already been used for people to defecate there. So it's been used once, there had been Soa, there is Soa now, that's a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Avo Beis HaKisei Aroi, a place that has not been used to defecate. Stop. You go to the field and you find a place, right, and it hasn't yet been used as a Beis HaKisei, that's called a Beis HaKisei Aroi. And then cholates v'nifnil altar. That place, you're allowed to take off your tefillin, and immediately, defecate. You don't have to take it off 4 amas away from this place. Shul yotze, when you leave it, then you already made it a beis hakisei kavua. Then marchik dalad amas u'minichon, mitnei shasol, beis hakisei kavua. The first time you used it to defecate, so now it's a beis hakisei kavua. So on your way out, you're leaving a beis hakisei kavua, even though you came to a beis hakisei aroi. So the Gemara says, "Ivoyelu ma'ushi konis oven betfilin lebeis hakisei kavua lahashdin mai." Are you allowed to go into a beis hakisei kavua with your tefillin, right, just to urinate, right, to be what's it called to do gedolim Well, sure, you're not allowed to go in. But just to urinate. You're allowed to go in, but to be sakise kavua. Ravina Shori, Ravina says mutter. Rav Ada Bar Masna Osir. And Rav Ada Bar Masna says Osir. Osir Shailu El Rava. They went and asked Rava. Amar Lahu Osir. Chayshin and Shema Yifne Bahen. You're not allowed to go in because we're afraid that you'll change your mind. And once you're there already in a Beis HaKise Kavua, which is a place where people do, what's it called, defecate, you're going to change your mind. Instead of just urinating, you're also going to do Gedolin. The Amri Lo Shema Yafiach Bahen. And some say that the problem is not that you're going to do gedolin, but maybe you're what's it called pass gas, and you're not allowed to pass gas when you're wearing tefillin. Okay, Rashi. Beisakise kavua sheyesh bo tzoa v'chol bate kesios kiso shebigamara al pnei hasa v'heim b'lo chatira. They all were in the fields, and they didn't have the holes dug over there. They just defecated in the field. So where you had used this place already was designated as a place where people defecated. And if somebody did once, that's a Beis HaKise Kavua. Aroi, she's a maschil avshav asos a Beis HaKise. Aroi is where nobody ever used it before, and this is the first time you're going to use it as a Beis HaKise. Choleitz the nitna la'alter, v'yochas tefillah b'yodo. What do? You take your tefillin off, you hold them in your hand, kidamrin l'kamon, like the Gemara says later, and when you go into the kavu, you also bring your tefillin into the bathroom. And you hold them in your hands. It makes no difference, aroi or kavua. The only difference is, you have to take them off 4 amas away from the place that you're going to use as the Beis HaKise, or you can take them off right outside. Because when the tefillin are on your head, and to be within dalet amas of a Beis HaKise kavua is not nice, so you take them off. And either way, you bring them into the Beis HaKise with you, and that's fine. Now she punished b'tfilah k'shem b'rosho k'omer. Now the shaila is: are you allowed to wear tefillin into a Beis HaKise if you don't plan to do gedolin? Shema yifne b'hen gedolin, right? And the second day is shema yafiach b'hen. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Tanya Ida, Hanichnas Lebes Akise Kavua, Cholet Tvila Barichut Al Ramas, Uminichum Bechalon Hasomach Lushus Harabim, Benichnas. Right? You don't bring your tefillin in with you and hold them in your hand. But you take them off and you leave them in a window, meaning a hole in the wall, right, that opens to Rishus Harabim. There's a wall around this what's it called, this part of the field. So when you go inside, you have some privacy. Right, so you leave it on the outside of the wall. There's holes in the wall, like little windows, right, that you leave your tefillin in the hole in the wall on the outside of the wall. Ukshuyotse marchik dalet amos, and when you leave, you, what's it called, walk away from the wall 4 amos, or walk from the place that's a Beis HaKise 4 amos, umenichan, you put your tefillin back on. Divrei Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel omrim, osim biyodo v'nichnas. Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to put them in the wall. You take them in your hand and bring them into the Beis HaKise. Rabbi Akiva Omer, also the Digdo v'nichnas. You put them into your clothing and you go in. So what is it? The Digdo sokadai, the zim, the mishtili, lo, v'nafli. You can't put them in your clothing, they'll fall out. Now you go to the bathroom, they're in your clothing, they're going to fall out, fall onto the floor. Ela'ema, also the Digdo, ubiyado v'nichnas. You cover them with your clothing and hold them with your hand while they're covered. Right, and then you leave them in the inside of the wall, which is already inside the Beis HaKise, right, in a hole in the inside of the wall, not the outside of the wall. Why? Because we're afraid that if you leave them on the outside of the wall, somebody will steal them. The Yovel Yideich Shad, and it's not just his tefillin will be stolen, it'll be worse than that. Right, you'll come Yideich Shad. What do you mean, Yideich Shad? People will suspect you of things that you didn't do. Because somebody will have your tefillin, and they'll make up a story how they got your tefillin. U'maisa, b'talmid echot, shiniach tefillin b'churin asmuchim l'shus harabim, u'boz zolna achas v'not loson, u'boz l'beis ha-medrish, v'omar ru'u manosin liploni b'schori. Right? A guy left his tefillin in the wall, facing the l'shus harabim, and a zolna came, and she took his tefillin, and the next day she brought him to the Beis Medrash and she said, this is what one of your students gave me as a hire for my services. So it's a tremendous chilul Hashem. Kivan Sheshama also Talmud Tach, it was more than the chilul Hashem. Because that was one problem. When the Talmud heard this, he was so embarrassed, all the little Shagad, he went up to the roof, right, to avoid having to be embarrassed by the other people in the Beis Medrash. The Nafalu Meis, and he fell off the roof. So that mash over here that he committed suicide, but he was so distraught that he was running away from the embarrassment. He went up to the roof to avoid the embarrassment, and don't say he pilatzma, but Nafa, and he fell off the roof, right, by accident. Umeis, and he died. At that time they said that you don't have to leave your tefillin outside. You can cover them over and bring them inside the right? Another reason that you don't leave it outside. They originally said to leave the tefillin outside the Beis HaKisei, and mice used to come and take away the tefillin or eat them up. Right? So then they said, okay, don't leave them, what's it called, in the walls facing the Beis HaKisei, leave them on the outside, there where there's no mice. So then people used to come and take the tefillin. So they made a takana that, what's it called, that you can take them into the Beis HaKisei with you, right? Then we'll see that you have to cover them up.